Josh's problem.
Guys, welcome to a brand new Why Should We Care? That's right. 2 weeks in a row, two new episodes. We have changed. That is our official, I guess, third co-host now, Eric Smith. He's here all the time anyway.
Anthony. So
Eric Anthony Smith. We're going to get that down eventually. We got Ryan County here on the bass.
Ryan Anthony.
Ryan Anthony. And we got Anthony Dulce here.
That's me.
Thanks for coming back on the episode. Guys, you guys remember Dulce. She was on a while back talking about her best friend who sheds her pants.
Oh, yeah.
Grace. Remember that? That's
Grace
a classic.
And then serial killers, dude. Right?
And then we had them both come back on, and Grace was like, yep.
Was she wearing those overalls?
No, she was not wearing the overalls, but maybe she should have been.
Yeah, the overalls, Eric is talking about. You and Dulce came and did some spots on my shows this past weekend. You and Grace, I mean. You are Dulce.
Yeah.
And then Grace, of course, wore some shit smeared overalls.
Just
those are from a different
front and the back.
No, she shits outside now. Moved on from the pants.
Oh, she's evolved.
I tried
to get her on today as well, but she couldn't. But so it's not our fault. She's not here to defend herself or tell her side of the story.
But we could call her if you want.
You're like, no. Hold on to that as an option.
I saw a guy shit at the rent a tire where that guy got shot.
Yeah, today. Right by my home.
Yeah, I was standing up.
Oh.
Whoa.
That hit really hard. Now, you know that feeling when you already have some weed in your throat and then you just take another hit on top of it and you feel your throat kind of scream a little?
That's why you don't take the second hit.
I know.
You're crazy, man.
Every time I do it, it's like this. Hey. And I just reveal I'm an undercover cop.
This whole time.
Yeah. I fucking hate weed.
I'm not even funny.
No, sir. Yeah.
When's the last time you pooped?
Like this morning, I'm sure.
Oh.
No, you know what? I'm not sure. I think last night or in the middle of the night. I think I woke up and chat.
Oh, my God.
You've never woken up and chat?
Yeah, but like in the morning.
In the morning?
Oh.
Yeah, you don't go back to bed?
I'm up every 30 minutes.
Man, I do. Yeah. I like to just run back into bed immediately. It's weird. Mm. You feel lighter.
Her shits are as monotone as her voice.
It's a groggy dump. Because you're just like, I didn't even remember it until
it's
she just
asked.
It's a
groggy dump?
Yeah, you're just like passing out on the toilet.
Oh my God.
I fainted on the toilet once.
Yeah, hey, careful. That's Elvis.
So Elvis.
That's
Elvis.
I got a,
that's so Elvis.
I got a concussion. And then like a few days later went to a
concussion? That's not even high.
No. Yeah. I got a concussion separate from pooping.
Oh.
I laughed really hard and I hit the back of a kitchen counter.
While you were pooping?
I indented my head. And then a few days later, went to a Cannibal Corpse show. I just fucking headbanged and moshed for hours.
Yeah, so that's what's wrong.
And then I got back home and I was pooping and I just got all lightheaded and I hit the ground.
Where'd the poop? Did the
poop went in the toilet?
Or were you just about to poop and so your ass up and the turd just kind of goes?
I remember pooping and being like, oh man. Then I woke.
But you remember pooping. I remember pooping. I remember that. But then I don't remember anything.
My partner at the time was knocking on the door. She's like, are you okay? I heard something. And I was just like, oh, God, what happened?
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. We're not eating at Popeyes anymore, babe.
There a poop just all over the floor?
No, I had pooped, and I was sitting there for a minute.
But there was no smearings?
No.
Okay.
Poop was gone.
Just had the ass.
I probably already wiped.
I like
I
to paint
have,
a picture
I don't
of my
need
head.
A wipe.
Do you use dude wipes?
No.
Oh.
He uses woman
wipes. I got a tush.
Woman wipes.
Yeah. I have a
medicated wipe.
I have a bidet.
I still have to wipe.
You have a bidet? You live in the apartments I live in?
Yeah, they're like $50 on Amazon. Get a tush.
Oh, you got one. Yeah, you put it in yourself.
Yeah.
I have a little person that wipes my butt for me.
That's
just a little baby hand comes
AJ,
out.
It's our former co-host AJ.
I think it's a midget.
Do they live in the toilet? Under the rim?
Yeah.
Man, little apartment.
You never see their face, just the hand.
My sister, when we were younger, she used to think that a little man lived in our stomachs and he pushed shit out. She told me that on a walk home once, and I was just like, what?
Where did he get the pusher from?
No, there's just a hole there, and he just like gets the shit. And I guess that's the way I imagine it, like the way she described it. He'd eat it, and she'd catch it. twist it and form it into shit.
Oh like my god.
He's down there doing
take out the nutrients. That goes yeah. there. That
she goes to like CC's. He's like, woo, I'm gonna be working today. He can't spend time with the little family that lives in her stomach as well.
Is that macaroni on pizza?
Damn. You go smell pizza. I hear arcade games. Tons of kids running around. Yeah. We're at CC's, baby.
He calls his wife. I'm gonna be late today. He's gonna be working overtime.
Do you have any thoughts you remember as a kid that like that, you know, like I thought
all cats were girls and all dogs were boys.
Oh, okay. So I could see that.
I thought they intertwined.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter if there was a female, it was a cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Males were, and I had a female dog. I was just an idiot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like even as adults, people treat dogs like they're majority boys and cats like they're majority boys.
This is real riveting stuff.
I know, real riveting stuff. But here's the thing. I have two dogs. And one of them is a girl. And one of them is a guy.
And they look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. They do look the same.
Yeah. I'm doing this whole dog comedy thing. Would you guys want to go on tour if the tour was just dog jokes?
No.
Dog audience?
A dog audience? Yeah, it's a nightmare. Oh, it's just barking. Nobody understands.
Steve Martin.
God damn it.
Hey, no heckling.
Spent a lot of time writing this shit.
Steve Martin did a set for dogs on like Carson or something.
I have a set for dogs.
Guy dogs?
Are you ready?
No.
That was good.
I'm more of a cat.
That was
guy.
A good bark.
That sounded like a real dog. Do it again.
That sounds like a toy dog. Like a real dog.
That's a real ass dog.
They put a real dog sound into a toy.
Could you let me hear yours, Eric? Try your best to make a real sounding dog. Really think about it. Don't just shoot anything out. You look like the most dog around here because of the hair. So sound like the most dog.
Ruff.
That is a dirty, sexy dog.
That's a dog with felonies.
Ruff. We need somewhere to hide.
I don't know. This might be right. It sounded like kind of Jewish.
Jewish? Yeah,
yeah,
Jewish dog.
Do it again.
Yeah. Ruff.
No, that was
sounds like a guy.
That was sexier?
Ruff.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do one just thinking about how my dogs sound. I'm going to try and channel that. Roof! Doesn't sound too good. I know.
County, you want to finish this off?
Yeah.
Why do you have little pink shots?
Hold on. Let me do my dog.
Okay.
Little pink shots.
Oh, what are you doing to me?
That's Chris's
dog. That's his doggy
guys,
style.
I think mine's the best Chris's one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your sounds real. Ryan could do a mean bird.
Wow, name a bird. Name any bird.
Well,
what are you talking about? You were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The albatross.
They squawk. Name a bird that whistles. I can't Robin. Do squawkers. Robin? Easy. We'll go Midwest Robin.
That was good.
Wait, let me close my eyes.
Okay. Oh. Midwest Robin. Beautiful summer day on the plains.
Oh my God. I was like, what is
it's
that?
Like a bird
Why
wings.
Can I feel it?
That's how good of an impression it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I can't whistle at all.
Is that you?
That's it.
Yeah, I might have some wind in it.
Here, look into the camera, and we'll have Josh add do a very animated whistle movement, and then we'll edit one in.
That's going to be the clip.
I'm a big idiot. That's
it.
What we're going to edit.
Big idiot.
I'm a big idiot.
I was waiting for you to whistle.
Oh. That's
that one's, see, that's, that I could tell that's a human.
When I had a cat, when she went in the heat, she sounded like an actual person. Like,
oh, they're scary.
It sounded like there was like a 7-year-old girl trapped in my closet.
Yeah.
How do you know what that sounds like?
Well, I've trapped a few.
He's imagined it only.
She would go, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was like, oh, no. And I'm like, Marshy, shut up.
Ew.
Man, well, my dog had I forgot what that shit is called. I get a shot for her every year now. But it's a cattle something. No, it's just like they have something in their throat and they can't get it out. And they're like,
hairball?
No, they just sound like they're struggling. It's like
cats
a weird,
or dogs?
Dogs.
Oh.
And I can't remember what it is, but when Suey had it, dude, it was freaking me out. I was about to take her to
heard
the.
That.
Yeah, it's like kennel something or
kennel cough.
Kennel cough, maybe. Yeah, I think they get it from other dogs, like at the park and shit. And
sniffing butts.
Yeah, dude, that's the scariest shit. Get that shot for your dogs, because if they get it once, it'll freak you out forever.
Kaya kennel had cough. A cold yeah. Once.
I would get her a shot, but she's anti-vax.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, go, you don't have a fucking choice.
She's huge anti-vax. Dude, so. She has no vaccines.
She's healthy as a whistle.
She's super healthy, dude.
The literal raw dog.
Really? That was my nickname in college. Go to college? That was my nickname at Notre Dame.
The majority boy.
The big dripper.
What? It keeps dripping.
We're having fun.
Like stays infected.
Those clinically raw.
Icy dog guy. Clinically raw.
Speaking of...
Those suckers are going to dry.
I know. So I bought two.
Fine. I'll take the red one.
Oh, man. That's the one I wanted.
Okay,
but yeah, you're right.
I'll take the blue one.
Okay, yeah. I bought two ICs.
That's the one I wanted.
Nobody wanted them. And I was
you
like, you're going to melt
this?
On this
I'll
podcast.
I'll trade you for a shot.
You can have both.
No, it's okay.
He doesn't
you know what?
Really want
you
that.
You want a shot? You're
no,
not drinking.
I'm okay. I'm not drinking.
Or do you want a Jell-O shot?
What?
You could eat this and then do your dog impression again.
So I got some Jell-O shots here out of my pocket I found. I forgot they're in there, so they might be a little melted.
Yeah.
That's just
this
liquid.
This is the funnest thing to eat on the pod.
So it's a shot now.
Shot.
Oh, just doing
that. What the hell? All right, any other weird noises anyone could do?
If I have a toothpick, I can make a weird noise. Or like a flosser.
Oh, okay.
I can make it just like sucky
noise. This is going to be a nightmare for
I'll
Josh
text Josh
to
pick it up. So those of you listening wondering, what the hell is going on this episode exactly? Don't say text Amira, she didn't have a topic. And I was like, I don't know if anybody's had a topic lately.
The other guy didn't last week.
Oh.
Enrique. He talked about painting.
We were talking about Wang.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That's honestly when the episode started going downward.
Just interview
That was
me.
My fault. Because everybody was having such a good time, and I was like, anyway, Enrique, what are you interested in? And it turns out no one was interested in that. I could tell by you and Ryan, you were like, the fine arts, yes.
That's what he talked about?
But then I got to put him on the spot, though.
But then he talked about a guy. Let's just recap the whole episode.
No, just ask me questions.
Ryan, make her regret saying that.
Oh, no.
So, where have you been doing shows these days?
Like Vulcan and
good
Creek.
One.
Tight.
And Valve.
Oh, yeah. Did you do? How'd the shows go? You just headlined there, Chris, this weekend.
Killed it.
And Eric, I heard.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun
weekend.
What was the nudity content?
None.
Oof.
Eric was a...
I was throwing out mushrooms the first day.
Yeah.
And Pat Dean came up to me and goes, hey, man, what were those you throwing out? And I was like, oh, they're just vitamins, like lion's mane mushrooms.
And he was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Like, oh, thank God.
Away. What a dumbass.
Oh, my God.
And then we talked about throwing mushrooms out the whole weekend.
I know. I went on later, and I was like, did anybody take any of those shrooms that Eric passed? And almost everybody was like, yes.
I
was like, I could tell. The whole crowd was quiet. I did, like, just bad material, and when they didn't laugh, I go, they're tripping.
They're like, oh, he meant mushrooms.
Well, that was fun.
A lady asked me for Molly on stage. Like, get out of here, dude.
Did you toss her? Did you flick a little pill?
No, I don't mess with that stuff, dude.
Molly?
No, I don't have any on me.
It was already in my system.
Yeah.
It should have been like Molly works at Esther's.
Yeah. Molly Ringworm.
You're at the wrong show, brother.
Molly works at Esther's, you damn cop. No, it was a fun show. I had a... friends from out of town come in. They haven't seen him forever. And we went to Shangri-La after. Haven't been there in a long ass time.
They got margaritas still?
Probably.
That place. Do not drinking too. Like I like not drinking, but going to bars is fun sometimes. But when it's that packed and it's just I mean, literally like you can't move in there. Everyone's so loud. You're just like,
I don't like going to bars with
this is
and
crazy.
I drink all the time.
Yeah. Well,
we had a table full of people and somebody whipped out some poppers.
Yeah, who was that?
What the fuck?
Oh,
where
my
do you keep finding
poppers? I don't know.
Poppers?
Y'all showed up to the bar afterwards.
That night I found them in my backpack.
Do you have a time machine I don't know about?
Are you serious?
They
They're
still
everywhere.
Make poppers.
What?
Yeah.
You don't go to gay stores.
Oh.
I thought you were cool.
I don't even know what poppers are.
They have
I've
them
smoked
at
crack
shows,
before.
Oh, okay.
But
oh,
I made it
what
myself.
Happened? Oh, you made it
yeah,
too?
Yeah, let's talk about crack.
I don't know.
But we've had other people talk about making it, and Mike Eaton did that too.
How did you make
He's dead now. Rest in peace, Mike.
Not from the crack, from diabetes.
He's very much alive, and I love him.
Mike rules,
yeah.
What's it called? No, my friends made it, and they were like, come on, do it with us. And they fine.
What do you mean they made it?
It's like mashed potatoes.
Crack.
Yeah, you just do it on the stove.
How'd you cook it?
You know, baking soda, water. I don't know the recipe.
I was about to ask what's the recipe.
And then you, like, put it on a flame, and then you have to, like, keep stirring it. It's like a roux of cocaine, you know?
Do you remember what music I were listening to while you were making the crack?
Probably like
pass me the cooking oil.
DJ Screw.
Oh, okay, that sounds cool.
I'm making banana pancakes. When is it, Jason Mraz?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought it was a DJ
one.
Screw.
Josh,
song.
Josh, look it up. Shit, Josh.
Good job,
here.
Josh is doing his own thing.
Yeah, like how he's just.
You ever smoke a blunt that was
PCP? Josh,
covered
stop saying
with lean.
The N word.
Lean.
With
that
lean.
Sounds tasty.
That's very Houston. You just when you said DJ Screw, I assumed you did that also. It was very Houston.
What was it?
Blunt soaked in lean.
Oh.
And then you dry it out, then you smoke it. Kind of like smoking weed and opiates.
Yeah,
sometime.
We used to do PCP on top.
Oh my god.
Of the blunt. And I didn't.
You're lying.
No, you just put a little PCP on top. And I didn't know we were doing it, but this guy always did it.
How I do and not like, know PCP smells disgusting.
Well, because it was on a shitty, like, the White Owl Swisher, like the off-brand
what
cigar,
is good
cigar loaf.
What do you remember the PCP doing to you? The
I just remember having a blast.
PCP
just
is essentially
was,
ketamine.
But it's just like, yeah. It's,
oh, yeah?
It's just like, you're
similar.
Just real fucking high.
But smoking it, I've...
It's ketamine that
it's,
smells
it's
bad.
Like a flavor on top.
Yeah. What is a...
I knew a guy that's smoked like a fat bowl of K. Like, he had it loaded up full of K. Smoked the whole bowl.
What was he like?
He said he passed out for like 28 hours. Like just completely was out.
I bet James Franco is going to play him in a movie called 28
Hours.
28 Hours. Now, how about Angel Dust? Have you ever done that? And what is Angel Dust?
I don't know.
Hey, Josh, look that up.
Angel Dust is...
oh, he's not going to do that.
Oh, look at that.
PCP. It's like a form of PCP, right?
I just think of that movie Friday.
Yeah.
It's an,
with Chris
it's like
Tucker
an
does Angel Dust when the lowrider dudes get
I thought
it
was
Angel
just
Dust.
Smoking cocaine.
Is that what it is?
I thought.
It seems like cocaine would be the dust of angels. No?
I remember watching an episode of Cops. Some show like Cops, and there's a guy. It was
it's
like when
Cop.
Angel
the
Dust.
The episode's
was,
called The Dust of Angels.
Angel Dust was like a big. It was all over the news all the time. And
it was like a big, like the Tom Hanks movie?
Big news. It was big.
I think they were just trying to demonize it all.
They were. They should have called it Devil's Dust.
Yeah. Would have been.
But there, we were watching
yeah.
We were
less
watching this.
Less appealing. That scares
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Devil's Dust.
Cops.
I was like, that's going to kill you, dude.
This cop hey, show, this guy was all gacked out on Angel Dust, and he was like a Viking-ass, 7-foot-tall guy, and he was just shirtless with a giant broadsword in the middle of like an intersection in L.A., and they were shooting. They had like SWAT teams shooting like tear gas, and he was just batting it away with his sword. And he was just, and there was like 20. Yeah, he was just like kicking it. And I was
like
God.
Deadpool.
I was watching with my grandpa, and I was like, God damn, drugs look fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That dude was like a superhero.
We were at
like,
I am crack man.
Yeah, he couldn't be stopped. They were like tasing him. They were.
No, I remember Enrique asked you last week. Shout out to last week's episode one more time, guys. I got to say. Two weeks in a row.
R.I.P. Enrique.
Yeah, wow. Sorry. If we got his last interview, go click and subscribe.
I was only here for half of
his last.
Yeah, yeah. He said, yeah, that's right. He said, he asked Eric, right? He said, what all drugs have you done? Dude, yeah. I was like, we can only think of two, but now at Angel.
Did I have it done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, good for you.
Heroin?
I like that. That's
did
a good
talk, we talked
yeah,
about
I said,
heroin.
I never done heroin. Yeah.
I've only done it in a pill.
I have.
You have heroin? Black tar?
Did you cook it, too?
You shot it?
No, yeah. I smoked it.
How was that?
It was awesome.
It's like,
I wanted to see what everyone was dying for.
Yeah.
I got
it. I think that's fentanyl.
No, they were dying before fentanyl.
You're fucked up when, like, if you die, like, of a heroin overdose... you know, there's something to it. Like, people are like, fuck, you know, what a dark soul. But if you die of diabetes, everybody's like, what a fat fuck.
It's normally from people stopping heroin and then, going back to it and be like, oh, I used to do this much. I can do this much again.
So you're saying don't stop? Yeah. If you're addicted to heroin, stop at all, don't stop.
No, keep it going, bro.
I only did it for a weekend, not like a long time.
Nice. Would you say it was the best weekend of your life?
No.
Okay.
What was the best weekend of your life?
I don't know, but not that one.
What was the worst weekend?
Miami, spring break, 1998. I was 10 years old. My parents didn't know it was spring break. We went.
I met Simon Raps. It was MTV. I don't know.
Yeah,
Jeremy McGrath.
Sugar Ray was
Las
singing
Vegas,
outside the
me home. And my bros, one last time.
One of them peed.
Hey, don't say you have siblings. You don't have siblings, do you?
I have one little brother.
Of the two of you, which one of you would you say is the black sheep?
Like physically?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's me for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you should be wearing that hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of, can I borrow that sometime?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I think my head's too big.
Is it Black Sheep Lodge? Oh, it just says
no,
black sheep.
Just black sheep.
Like a tarot card.
I think I would stretch it out.
No, it's adjustable. So.
It goes to the last button.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever met a sheep?
I think so.
No.
I'm talking to three right now.
Oh.
See you later.
I had three more pairs of glasses.
Josh, edit that out.
That was
he's
mean.
On it.
He's just eating.
Yeah.
For those of you wondering why you don't hear Josh on this episode, he started the record and he went to go get something to eat.
I think he's sick.
Where
of
do you think
BS.
He went?
Yeah, he's
Russ's,
tired of
he's
us.
A, or Gus's,
Gus's
whatever.
Chicken.
Yeah. I think he walked his ass on over to Wendy's. Over there on Bushy
that's
Street.
That's a far walk.
That Wendy's sucks, dude.
I know. That's
I
a scary Wendy's.
All Wendy's
yeah.
suck.
Whoa. That's,
no, there are some nice ones.
Yeah, but that Wendy's
they
is
got the
like,
best chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich.
It feels like the food hits the floor before it hits my car.
Let
know?
The bodies hit the floor then, because I'm
I've gone
diving
in there and people are
food.
Fucking barefoot. It is just disgusting in there.
That's where AJ found old host AJ. He found three stray
that's
dogs.
Where he found his gender.
Yeah,
has anybody heard of that guy? That's right.
Right, best,
you're just
best
never
fast
on
food.
The show after our new co-host.
What's your best fast food?
Best fast food?
Let me guess. Taco Cabana.
Go what? Tighten it and then loosen it again.
No, Mike Holt used to go there, so I hate Taco Cabana.
Mike Holt?
Yeah, Mike Holt. After
oh, Mike
meeting.
Holt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mike
that was a guy named Mike Holt.
Your no, sober Colt?
My sober Colt. They we oh. would go to Taco Cabana after meetings.
So it brings
okay,
back
I remember
memories.
It being like good.
What?
Taco Cabana?
Yeah.
Oh. And I just started eating meat again like 6-7 months ago.
Is it good? I don't
I think
know.
It's good.
I think I like In-N-Out
when I was younger,
burgers.
In-N-Out.
P. Terry's fries.
Yes. Terry's
yes,
rules.
P. Terry's fries.
Burgers are better than In-N-Out.
P. Terry's has it going.
Oh, I don't even chew the P. Terry's fries. I just.
They're amazing. Yeah. I might get some after.
Okay.
I boof them.
I noticed you haven't mentioned Whataburger in any way.
Whataburger sucks.
I'm not a really. I'm not a Whataburger girl. I do like the honey butter chicken biscuit.
Then you are
that's
a Whataburger girl.
Also,
that's
the
where they
only
sell
thing,
them.
Though.
It's also it's a Whataburger.
Yeah.
This might be
that
controversial.
Makes you a fan.
I think you love Whataburger.
I do. And so do you, yeah.
This might be controversial, but isn't it Whataburger?
What a burger.
No, it's water with an R.
Whataburger. Everybody in Texas Whataburger. Says Whataburger.
I used to think it was water.
Oh my God,
it's
am Whataburger. I a Texan?
See, when people move over here, they're like, Whataburger, because they learn it. That's the thing. We're raised from children. We're saying Whataburger.
Yeah.
And it sticks with us, but
Whataburger.
It's water.
I think
Whataburger.
W-H-A-T.
What a burger.
What
yeah.
a burger.
What a boiga.
What a booger.
What a boiga.
Oy, what a booger.
You want to go to Wada Boiga?
You know, there's somebody like saying a
my friend used boiga. To get a 7-patty thing from Whataburger.
What?
7-patty burger?
Yeah.
Your
and
friend's awesome. He must
then
have had
I
a high metabolism.
Shoot him up with insulin after.
Oh, he was already diabetic.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then he get insulin after?
Yeah.
See, I didn't become
was
diabetic.
Was it supposed to be before?
During dude. If it's 7 patties, there's probably got to be three
doing,
rounds.
Is he doing the insulin because of the burgers?
No,
it's preventative.
I don't know
it's
why.
It's to help him.
He just asked me to
your
do
blood,
it.
I guess, fight all the fatty shit coming in. Because I think that's the diabetes thing is like your body's not making enough insulin for
yeah.
all the food that's fucking destroying you. So like you have to
you know
put
what,
that in there.
What would actually help
sucks
with that is
a guy who
maybe
has
stick
it,
to
you
one
think
patty.
I know more.
Yeah, Stick, now he does.
You got to knock that bed. Shit out when you're like a teenager.
Yeah,
and you're
we
growing
were
up.
Like 18.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I was thinking like, I know I'll inevitably get diabetes. Might also just get an eight
live it up.
Patty burger right now.
Fuck it.
No, I never got
get
to do
a fork
that.
And a knife, eat like a stack of pancakes.
Man, you know how
it's
they
too
have
many
the,
there's so many
it's
patties.
Too many. It's yeah. What, it's that too many. It's too many patties.
There's that burger place in Vegas where if you weigh over 500
pounds. Oh, heart attack burger or some shit like that?
But it's like... It's like this tall. Like, how do you?
This will cancel it.
Yeah, if you weigh 300 pounds, you eat for free or something like that. I was like, well.
It's the most American thing ever.
There are a couple times when I was younger, I hit 300. I was like, I wish I lived in Vegas. That's a couple free meals. It's called Fuck It Burger.
I'm single forever burger.
Yeah. Burger's good enough for me, burger. Yeah.
I have had some nights
what
where
a body.
I'm single and alone and I've been like sad all day about being single and alone or whatever, and then I just get like some shit food ordered, spend like $50 on food.
DoorDash?
And then feel no guilt, feel so good after eating it.
Yeah.
Be like, you
really?
Know what? I couldn't do
Filling
that.
That
I couldn't
void.
Do this with a loved one sitting here sharing this food with me.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't want to share it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to share.
I mean, you sound like what? You sound like
away.
You sound like a fat guy, but you're not. That's what's frustrating.
When you said that,
I'm like, that's like a fat guy talking for sure, and you're not.
I was vegan for 10 years, so.
So he hungry.
You can still eat bad if you're vegan.
Yeah.
I went vegan for 2 weeks.
I was so healthy.
Morningstar bags.
I was vegan for 2 weeks, and because I was traveling all the time for work, all I was eating was french fries. That's all I could eat.
Yeah.
And it sucked. That's not healthy.
That's not all you can eat.
But at the places that I was going to.
Go to different places.
Like, dude, no places offered vegan options. Barely even vegetarian
options. This was the 80s, right?
Welcome.
This was 1981, dude.
Oh, my gosh. No, were you just touring with bandmates and they were
no,
just...
No, I was doing fireworks. So it's all like little towns.
Firework mates.
Yeah. And this was like 2016.
Oh, okay.
So it was
pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of options pre-COVID.
That was right when Trump got.
But it's also like it's all small town, like small town East Texas.
Rough times.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there.
Yeah.
Chips and salsa and french fries.
Yeah, I'm so glad Ryan's eating meat again, cuz the few times we've hung out, I'll be like, you want to get something to eat, and now nothing's off limits.
We had Lady and the Tramp a taco last Tuesday after the show.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
That's so cute.
I know.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You said the kiss was so good, you blacked out.
Yeah. Wow, that's what the guy who got the winning touchdown to the Super Bowl Sunday said. They pass it to him. Everybody's been quoting it. He's just saying, like, I caught the ball and then I blacked out.
Really?
He ran it in for the touchdown. But, yeah.
That was a good game.
That was
a
good
fun
game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift. Finally.
Finally,
I would have been so sad
like
if she was sad.
Wait, KC won?
Yeah. I was hoping because they were cutting to like Taylor Swift and stuff, and everybody knows she's dating Kelsey from the Chiefs. It'd be cool if, like, I don't know, like San Fran had like someone that they're like, man, we can't let her down. I would say it'd be cool if they just had Rosie O'Donnell in a fucking press box. I don't even know if she's San Fran related, but that'd be great.
Is she still.
But
is Rosie
still
okay?
Funny? Yeah.
She's still a woman, probably.
Is she still shooting rubber bands or whatever?
I don't know. She hasn't done the Cutie Patootie show for like decades, I think.
Was she on The View? Don't say you're a woman. Where's Rosie O'Donnell?
I don't know
O'Donnell?
Anything about Rosie O'Donnell except Grace hates when people compare her to her.
Oh, no. That's fucking hilarious. And that is so Grace Kirk.
They're not at all like each other.
She was so funny this weekend. She got mad at me because I posted a picture of her performing on Instagram, and I guess it was unflattering. I didn't know it was until you whispered it.
You never know until it's too late.
Yeah,
there's just shit all over.
She
her
still
overalls.
Shared it, but she put a block over her body, and she wrote like,
and it looked the same.
She wrote that I would be hearing from her attorneys.
No, I love her. She's beautiful.
A big shout out to Grace Kirk. She was so funny.
Oh, is that what you're
listening
she's
one
to?
Of my
cooking crack.
Yeah,
she had my favorite. She had my favorite bit. She goes, "Any asexuals in here?" And
no one
kind of raised their hand. She's like, "Oh, what are you gonna do? Fuck me?"
Yeah, yeah.
The best.
That's so funny.
Good.
Yeah, that's such a great. I think. got to book her for sure if you're listening to this. Grace Kirk is one of the underbooked comics of the scene, please book me.
And if you can't get her, you can reach Rosie O'Donnell.
I was
going to
say, this generation's right. Rosie O.D.
Grace Kirk, this generation's Rosie O'Donnell. All right. So
I did love Rosie, though, to be honest. The show was great. We're of the age.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen
what show?
Her, the Rosie O'Donnell show.
I don't remember.
It was like a talk
had,
show. It was like an Ellen type show.
Yeah. And she had, like, at the end, she always shot little fuzzy things at the camera with her pencil.
It's like, all coming back to me now, like that one song.
Remember The Flintstones? She was in The Flintstones.
She was in The Flintstones.
She was Barney's
movie?
Wife.
Oh.
That's kind of where I remember
her from.
Oh, the movie,
the live action.
Yeah, John Goodman.
Yeah.
And Rosie O'Donnell, man. Uh-oh. You know, they redid that right now. They'd have like Timothy Chalamet play Fred Flintstone. And just have like,
he's skinny.
Oh, what the hell?
Ryan
Did you
Gosling's
just grow
Bam
a mustache?
Bam.
Yeah.
She's had that
oh my
the whole
God.
Time.
Yeah. No.
I can grow it faster than you.
Oh my God.
No big deal.
Now she Somebody, is the black sheep.
Josh, hand me some clippers.
Josh, stop saying the N word.
Josh, hey. We know you ain't got a mic, but you don't got to drop the N bomb like that.
Have you thought about coming up with like a. Male persona, so wear the mustache, do comedy.
No, I can't be any more masculine. I would get murdered.
Oh,
murdered.
Oh, yeah, because there is, you know, a lot of men out here.
I've
Let's
been
talk
murdered.
About
that, yeah. No, I went to a psychic and she told me I've been murdered in most of my lives.
You sound like a real Phoebe right now.
Well, now I'll she sounds like that. A woman now.
I've been murdered most of my
if
life.
If you think about it, a quick death, like a murder or something, an accident, a plane crash, is very rare. So that would be awesome. It's either that or spend weeks in a hospital slowly.
And also, we all die sometimes. So
if someone's coming to murder me, I would kill myself.
There you go.
Right in front of them. You don't get to kill me.
You don't get to. Why wouldn't you kill them if you have a weapon as well? Self-defense. Hold up.
This would be like I for sure I'm dying situation.
Yeah.
Like, if they're about to push me off a roof or something, and I know, like...
What are you doing on a roof?
Hard candy
I don't know,
style.
Man.
Maybe she repairs stuffs on roofs.
No, my dreams
repairs
have been...
Stuffs on roofs.
Yeah, she's a roof repairman.
She repairs stuff. She doesn't know how to do shingles, but she repairs stuffs on roofs.
They go, yeah, I need you to fix the corner of that roof right there.
My dreams
go,
have been crazy lately.
Jump off.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't get to kill
what
me.
What have you been dreaming? Stress dreams? I've been having a lot of those.
I've been having to, like, do missions in my dreams, like, drive spaceships places and planes and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's very stressful, automobiles. Guys.
Yeah, real big, smart stuff. I'm usually the
dreams.
Janitor of those places in my dreams.
The janitor of the plane?
Yeah. Oh, great. Who didn't flush the fucking toilet in the plane? I'm going to be busy.
You hit turbulence.
I hate this job.
I didn't put the protective gear on.
You just see Chris kind of twitching in his sleep. You're like, oh, I wonder what this little guy's dreaming about.
I wonder what he's
plunging
cleaning.
Plunging the toilet?
Is in your dream? Is he jacking off a horse or... I'm clogging the toilet.
Or both.
Well, okay, so wait, you were saying about your dreams.
You're like
a
scientist, astronaut.
Do you talk at all in your dreams? Or when I sleep? Is what I meant. Do you talk in your sleep?
How would you
know? No, I usually like wake up from like falling or like punching someone.
I've woken myself up from hearing myself talk.
Oh yeah, oh. What is?
Oh yeah.
Did you fart yourself awake once?
I farted myself awake a few times. There was one time my partner, ex partner,
a few times.
I was like kind of like half asleep, half awake, and I remember waking up and going, scanning for breakfast. I am the fat Terminator.
No way. I've woken up from laughing. That's embarrassing.
I laugh a lot.
That's terrifying.
You're crushing at your own set.
There's been many times where I wake up and someone's like looking at me like, you've been laughing for the last 10 minutes.
That's
I was like, really funny dreams.
It is creepy, but it happens to me, so I get it.
Man, just the other day.
I haven't laughed in ages.
I was going to say, my partner.
Waking life or
he
otherwise.
Told me that. Like when people drop a partner and then you just say the gender anyway. Like, yeah, my partner told me the other day. This is what he says. No, she told me that she heard me fart real hard in my sleep the other night. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, it was a big one. I was like, is that why you were laughing in the middle of the night? She's like,
yeah. Guess what? I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, who said I was sleeping? I was just farting on your ass.
I used to.
I have pretended to be asleep. I have pretended to be asleep so I didn't have to move while I farted.
Oh! That's so
on somebody. On somebody.
Yeah. Well, that
men
happens.
Always do that.
I don't care. Do you care if partners fart in front of you or on you?
Oh, absolutely.
It depends on how much I like them. If it's a partner who's fucking hanging on by a thread, I'm like, don't you fart on me. That last thread goes right there when that fart happens.
Yeah, I mean,
but if it's somebody I actually care for, I'm just like, whatever. Those are little love vibrations.
I don't care.
If I'm cooking breakfast and then she comes in and farts on me like a drive-by?
Yeah. If you're on the stove, the heat will push the fart away. Yeah, it'll probably explode while you're making eggs. Did she just fucking fart?
Like throwing ice in a fryer.
Killed everybody.
She's like, sorry, babe.
Man, I came home, like last week I came home and I realized I left my gas stove on for like over a day, like overnight.
Jesus.
And
it
came
what
the next
the
day.
Fuck?
And I was like, oh my God. So I ran outside and farted. No, I mean,
no,
I was just like, better not light a candle
with
or
the dog's
anything.
Home?
Oh yeah!
Oh, and they were goofed. They were just passed out on the floor.
Yeah, nah, it didn't
that
seem
would
to
have blew
affect
up
them.
The whole.
It didn't seem
they
to
haven't
them.
Moved since.
No. They always
careful
nap.
With that, man. I live in that complex.
No shit, man.
I don't want to be. I don't want to get.
I think
enough.
I'm still going to be a little loose about it. No, I was like thinking.
Wake up to an explosion?
You know, it seemed fine because I walked in and we could smell something, and I was like, oh, and then we found the gas oven on, and we were like. Okay, so
don't
does that mean if I light something, something
on.
Could explode?
Yeah,
you can even like turn a light on if there's like any kind of spark.
Yeah. Oh, we had all the lights on.
Oh,
for sure.
Have you never seen an action movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like, God damn.
Oh, back to being a dumb kid, when it would storm mm-hmm. and it was lightning, I would turn all the lights on so that way we wouldn't lose power.
Oh, okay.
The lights would stay on.
Wait, maybe what? I missed the first half of that.
No, you heard it all.
No, that was.
This
yeah,
is like,
I
should
just,
we should we do your joke?
What
joke?
Your Mortal Kombat.
No, no. That,
okay, you
no,
don't want that on
no,
air.
No, no, it's too good for this thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man,
no, because that just reminds me. So
if the power was
said.
On uh-huh. and the lightning hit the, and it wouldn't go off, it would stay on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, and you like work slimy. With explosives all the time.
Yeah, now
like,
I do.
Now you know stuff.
This was when I was like, you know. 25.
Good thing 25-year-old Eric is not doing what you're doing now.
How old are you? 65?
37.
Damn.
I'm kidding.
I'm 36. I'll always be 1 year younger than Eric. Take that with you. Eric, how long are you in town, man?
Till March 6th.
All right, guys. Another person to book. Eric crushed it at the Valve this weekend. You had jokes.
Dang. You had
jokes.
Molly. You had mushrooms.
I didn't have Molly.
Without the drugs and everything, I was because sometimes I think you might just be riffing, and I'm like, oh no, he's got set up.
I was riffing
line.
Most of it, but
yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Do your set right now.
Right now,
do it. That's too good for this.
The Mortal Kombat thing was
your German Shepherd joke was amazing.
Thanks.
And the Crisis Actors.
Yeah, I did like the German Shepherd.
Yeah, the Crisis Actors thing was so good. I'm gonna steal it. So
go ahead, dude. I won't do it again until next year when you book me.
Creek in the cave, open mic, watch out. All right. Enough of us. Let's get to our guest again. So,
what's some of your favorite jokes Eric does?
I just said the German Shepherd.
Who's
thing.
The worst person you've been referenced to?
What?
One time I went
compared
into
to
a
Rosie
O'Donnell. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I flubbed the word.
I don't usually get compared to people a lot. I've gotten Selena Gomez and like Miley Cyrus for some reason.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Selena
well, you're
Gomez?
Always coming in. Like, yeah. You're always coming in like a record.
Selena Gomez. I could maybe get just because.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
And then the girl from.
The Ring.
No, it's like the girl from the Dragon
the
Tattoo.
Girl.
Fuck you, Eric.
I never watched
never
that.
Seen. Well, when that? You were naming like the artist girls, I was thinking, why not Shakira then? You know.
It's just another Latina.
You've
person.
Never got Shakira before.
Shakira's Latina.
Mm. Yeah, she's Colombian.
Ugh.
What?
You okay?
God, I wish I could.
What is
shake
it about? What is it about?
She looks white. So.
You tell me she's not one of mine.
Fuck.
Specifically Colombians, though. You were like, ugh. Ugh. Like, it just got worse.
The Mexicans of South America.
No, but clip that, Josh.
He's not said, back yeah. yet.
He definitely went to Wendy's. It's a far walk.
Yeah.
And he likes to eat in-house. While we have nothing to talk about, let's talk about our sponsor, Sheath.
Sheathunderwear.com. It'd be awesome if we knew how to work a computer to bring it up.
Yeah, usually it comes up, but...
Sheath Underwear. Speaking of twerking, shaking, belly dancing, you're going to be able to do this easily with a pair of Sheath Underwear. It's got a pouch for your balls, pouch for your knob.
That's right, guys. No more sticky
it's
leg.
Called a knob? No go more to, sticky leg.
Go to sheathunderwear.com. If you enter the promo code
Comedy Frequency,
you get 20% off.
20% off.
All right. There and this week's Sheath of the Week is definitely Ryan not liking Colombians.
I love Colombia. I just didn't like the mass shooting.
What?
Or was that Columbine? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I always mix them up.
Men now are not sense. Okay.
I get that, yeah. Shakira wasn't Columbine. Up. She was Columbine.
I thought Shakira was
Columbine. I don't like Columbine.
I don't like. I don't agree with what happened at Columbine.
Jeez.
I love Shakira. Shakira, Shakira. I love me some Shakira.
Is that the
Her
OG
hips
school
don't
shooting?
Lie or shoot.
Yeah. Do you remember where you were?
Or shoot up school.
Do you remember where you were when Columbine happened?
When was, what year was it?
Like 95?
When was Manson big?
97 maybe?
What?
Maybe
98
maybe or 99?
2000?
2001?
Even. Look it up.
When was Columbine? It's my phone. It's Siri.
You don't even say hey.
I thought, yeah, you don't say hey.
1999.
Oh,
I was 4 years old.
Oh, nice. Man.
I was.
I was three.
That's weird.
Four? Wait, I wasn't four.
Weird. I was in Venezuela at the beach, probably on an island.
So do you know what
you,
the hell?
Do you go back to Venezuela?
No, it's too dangerous.
Yeah. My dad goes back with his wife.
Well, some of my family got kidnapped, so I'm scared to go.
Legit kidnapped?
Yeah.
Did they find them?
Yeah, we had to pay a ransom.
How much was the ransom?
She was four.
No, I think it was like 80,000.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know I'd be dead.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, yo, they're don't even. And like, what? We can't get 10 grand?
There's not enough GoFundMe friends in the world.
You have to work for them now.
Yeah, please. Yeah. But wouldn't you be like that if you were held hostage and they go, yeah, we're holding you for 80,000? You'd be
Ooh.
Like, fuck, I am done. You must really love those relatives.
Zach, I need a favor.
I think he would pay my ransom.
Zach?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Then I hope he would pay mine.
No.
I wouldn't. Out of principle, I'd be like, nobody's paying this. You're going to have to kill me.
I know. I'd feel like, man, I don't
know. I would try to kill them first.
On
like,
me.
Make them fall in love with me and then stab them.
Do the handcuffs around the throat.
Yeah, maybe.
In your tits.
Yeah.
I would love to kill my way out of a kidnapper situation.
Give them a blowjob, chew the dick off. Then stab them while they're in pain from
part.
The dick.
That is like a...
Nah, pay the 80 grand. I don't want to dunk this in my mouth.
Oh, good. You have that. Could you imagine one of us trying to do this? Okay, come on, dude. I'll suck
Just close your eyes.
I promise I'm not going to bite you.
I knew I should have not let this dude blow me.
Be like, I'll hold your balls and everything.
Yeah,
I'll sheath your balls. If I had an extra pair of sheath, I'd be like, man, you gotta check this out.
Let me take them out of my sheaths.
Be like, go in my backpack.
No, yeah. That's wild. Have you ever almost been kidnapped now that we're on it?
I don't think so. My house, like, someone broke into my house and, like, stole shit.
Oh.
Like, they took off the gate.
If you were there, they could have stole you.
They kidnapped your stuff.
I almost got kidnapped when I was a kid. I'm not even making that up. Have I never told you that?
My
I'll
ex.
Tell you some other time.
Almost.
No, go ahead. Your ex?
No, my ex almost got kidnapped by the narcos. So they moved to America.
When you said almost, I imagine him driving a van and then just trying to grab him. And he's like, and it just barely miss him. And he's like, almost.
No, I think they tried to like take the baby out of the car, like with guns.
Oh, he was
stuff.
A baby?
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to have
dating
a
baby?
No, I was married to a Colombian man.
Yeah.
Please don't be mad. I miss you.
I've almost kidnapped so many people.
Thanks for listening to the show, dude.
Thanks for listening.
Hit subscribe. Tell your homeboys about it.
I was getting a call from jail the other day, and I was putting money on someone's commissary, and it was like, what are you to the person I wanted to put in? My boy. He's my boy.
He's my boy.
My boy.
And put ex-husband at the bottom?
No, not ex-husband. This is a different guy.
Oh, different guy. Okay.
Yeah.
How long were you married for?
2 years, and then we dated for 2 years before that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say after that.
No.
That would be funny. Dated for two after.
How did he propose to you?
I don't remember. We were on Percocet.
What?
Oh.
I remember when I'm on Percocet.
Yeah.
I made myself forget a lot.
Did he get
down
to a knee?
If I
want to
forget something, no.
Oh.
If I want to forget something, like, I will.
You take your forget-me-nots or what?
Yeah, no, eternal sunshine of the spotless mind nuts.
Yeah, my therapist said I can't do it anymore, but...
Watch me.
Yeah. Not your boss.
No. Then they just disappear from existence.
They can't tell you what to do. They have to suggest what to do.
Yeah. I hope I don't. Damn. I hope if you ever move, I'm going to see you like years later and go, don't say, what up?
I'm sorry, what?
Chris, tell us, dude. Did you just meow? Why me?
No, I'll remember you, Chris.
Okay. You forced me out.
Can I still stay at your place?
So I almost got kidnapped, right? So,
How did you almost get kidnapped?
Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
I'm guessing Little Debbie was involved.
Who's that?
The candy, the snacks.
Oh, close. Some bologna is. Not really Little Debbie, but there is some bologna in this story.
Even a bologna.
Hey, Mexican kid. Go over.
That's actually it.
They're like, hey, we have some poppers over. And some boobs over
sandwich
here.
Sandwich was my weakness, and yes, I was doing
Chris,
poppers.
Chris, what was the worst part about that kidnapping? It wasn't spam.
Well, I was 37 years old.
They weren't even real boobs.
No, I was probably like 10 or 11 years old, and I remember this... I lived in some apartments, and I was friends with this. We were friends with this kid's name.
Was this in Dallas?
Uh huh. JR and Nina, they were like our friends, me and my sister's friends. And then they had this mom named Concha. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, me and JR were just hanging out, and there was this cat, and we went to his apartment, and he came out with some bologna to feed the cat. There's the bologna. And then that's some Mexican kid ass shit to be doing, you know, just feeding bologna to a cat outside. And then this fat Mexican lady came into, blocked the little entryway for the door and just was looking at us, standing there with the dress, like a scary movie, dude. And she was like, have y'all seen my daughter, Heather? And we were like, no. And then the door opens and it's Nina. And then she tells JR to get inside. And then they leave my ass outside. Could you believe that shit?
Yeah. And if that happened right now, I'm out of here.
I mean, they could have brought me in, though. I've been in there.
She specifically said the kids get in and not you.
Yeah, because my that girl Nina, I remember her answering, and then that lady asked her, have you seen my daughter Heather? And Nina was like, no, sorry. And she goes, JR, come on. And then she, and I was just outside. They took the bologna, too. So it was double whammy.
What the cat? What happened to the cat?
Oh, my God.
The cat, she ate the cat. No. I don't know. She goes, no.
She just murders the cat.
No, but I remember my bike was behind her, and I went, and she just wouldn't move out of the way. So I was just like squeezed to the side, and I was just like, I remember saying, I hope you find your daughter. And I got on my bike, and as I start going home, I just start hearing her behind me. And she's, like, full-ass running, trying to grab me.
No.
She reaches for me and everything. I just, like, sped it up. She was eventually, I left her. But when I got to the end of the street, I just fell off my bike just out of being terrified. And when she saw that, she started running at me again to come get me. And then I just ran around and went back to JR's place. And Concha was outside. Then she saw all that, and she said she'll walk me home. And I was like, oh, you fucking spoil me. Jesus Christ. Why did y'all let me in the apartment?
You left your bike?
Yeah, well, that lady walked away, and we walked to my bike. I was with an adult. And then my parents called the cops, and when she got there, they said that the cops are on her. She was doing this.
She was like schizophrenic.
Yeah, well, dude, yeah.
I don't think she was trying to kidnap you. I think she was trying to kill you.
She lived in the apartments next to mine. And there was another time she tried to kidnap another kid or grab a kid and bring him into her apartment.
Oh, my God.
And then last time I saw her.
Well, what was the kid wearing?
He's wearing some overalls, actually.
Just overalls? Come on.
No, I remember seeing the paramedics taking her out one time. Like, I don't know what happened to her, but she didn't die. They had her, like, strapped down. So she was just crazy. She was a mental person. But, yeah, no, I wish she did kidnap me. I feel like I would have lived a better life. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Guys, that was our episode of Why Should We Care.
We are at 50.
I am really the only person who's almost been kidnapped.
I almost got kidnapped in
thank you.
In Colombia.
This is a sexy story.
It was pretty weird.
How old?
This was 2 years ago.
Oh, adult nap.
So we had our first off day of the whole tour in Bogota. So we went hard.
Love Bogota.
Dude, it was so fun. We did a whole bunch of...
Oh, dude, we had that summer in Bogota.
Love it.
Yeah, I was invited with that. Yeah. We did a bunch of drugs. We hung out at this like 4-level gay bar, and every level was like a different theme of gay. It was so fun, dude.
It just gets gayer. There
was like gay karaoke. Then there was like cross dressing, like dancing.
Did you get blown at the top?
I don't know.
No, it's straight.
Highest level.
It wasn't like a set. It was like a legit like gay club, dance club. Yeah. It was fucking wild. It was really awesome. So we walked back to the hotel, and I'm not ready to go to bed. I want to fucking hang. It's only like 2 a.m.
And I was just getting started.
I see one of my coworkers. I'm like, he's like, I just woke up. I was like, dude, let's go out. There's like after hours bars everywhere. So he's like, all right, I'll go back up. So as he's getting in the elevator, this lady gets off the elevator, and she was crazy hot, big long dreads, like super flirty and like fun. I'm like, do you want to come hang out? And she's like, yeah, let's go hang out. And she was wild, dude, just like, let's party. And then the guy came. He's like, who's this lady? I was like, she's gonna party. She knows where to take us. So as we're walking to the place, it's coming more and more clear that she was a sex worker and was like wanting us to pay for her time. And and then at that point, I was like, we're not interested, but you should hang. We're gonna have a good time. Here's some drugs. Gave her some drugs. So now she takes us to this like, dude, this place was.
She goes, okay, but you're on the clock.
Yeah. So we go to this like bar, and like we kind of go in, and the first story. Like, everyone's kind of shady, too. It's kind of like, it felt like a really, like, ghetto strip club. Mm-hmm. And it was. You go in there, and there's, like, it's a small roof place, so they have all these little poles. Mm-hmm. And there's women dancing, and all the guys look sad. And then all the women look even sadder, dude. It was, like, a weird, weird thing. And I was like, I'm way too high to be in this. And he's like, there's an upstairs. I was like, let's go upstairs. And my friend was like, I don't think we should do this, dude. Like, I'm getting bad vibes. I was like, man, it's fine, dude. Here's another mushroom. Let's go up there. I know. So we go up, and there's nobody in there. It's completely empty. There's a bartender and a DJ. Uh-huh. And we're like, and they're like, dude, this is way better than downstairs. Let's party. And they're like, do you want to play music? You can play music. So I was just playing just like all, like, yeah.
Who's DJing?
And I'm buying drinks, and like I'm tipping like crazy. I'm tipping like 30% on every, like, trying to be nice because they were all super nice. And then we're there for like 2 hours, and we're trying to close out, and I owed like $40. And I was like, really? Like, I've been tipping like crazy. And the guy was like, $40. And like, he looked really serious. And I was like, oh shit, okay, let me and then like the drugs were wearing off. I was like, oh, I'm in a bad place. And this guy was like very creepy, very like scary. Wouldn't leave my side.
Was he cool before the $40 became an issue?
Yeah, it like he turned on a dime. And it was like, it was making me really uncomfortable. And the girl was like, you need to pay this guy. Like, these guys, they don't fuck around. I was like, man, all I do is fuck around. This isn't a good combo.
I love that. I love that he's like, hey man, $40. You know, $40, he went.
Pretty much, dude. So I walked down, and the other door guys were like expecting me to come down, like, oh yeah, you're the guy. Uh-huh. And then as I come down, this car pulls up, and one of the guys goes to open the door, and he's like, we'll take you to the cash machine. And I kind of look over to the guy, and he's like trying to get me to go in, and everyone's just like staring at me. And I just had this like clarity of like, oh shit, I'm not just high anymore. Like, this seems dangerous.
You're just surrounded. Is your friend still with you this whole
time?
He's
upstairs with the lady still.
He's still DJing.
He's still partying. Yeah, he took over. So now I'm just like, fuck. And I Google like where the closest ATM is, and it's like half a mile. So I was like, I'm going to walk to get the money. And they were like, no, get in the car. I was like, I'm not getting in the car.
Have we given you a ride, bud?
I'm going to walk. And then the guys just like, they're all just like staring at me. And I go, you can come with me if you want. To the little guy. Dude, he was so short. He was like,
this guy's about to try to blow like, us off.
Yeah, he was like 4.5 feet tall. And he didn't speak much English, and I can speak some Spanish. So we're like, I'm walking with my potential kidnapper to the store, and I'm like making jokes and like trying to like, I'm still high as shit.
Is he being cool at all during the
walk? He's being cool. He's being very quiet, but he's not being rude in any way.
Just has his hand on
a pistol. And like the car, like once I was like not going in the car fucked off, dude. That car was for me.
Oh, okay.
So we walked to the store. I get the cash, and I was like, you want something to drink? So I bought him a little smoothie. Uh-huh. So we're walking back. And
two straws, one smoothie?
Yeah. And my friend's coming out with the girl, and he's freaking out. He's like, fuck, dude, I thought they took you. Me and the girl thought they took you. And he just sees me with my potential kidnapper. We're both just drinking smoothies.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's scary. Holy shit.
Yeah. And then
me
and
my captor.
So we walked.
Eric story.
She was like,
we kidnapped you for $40?
We should go. It might have been like, you know. 800. Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. 800.
No, it was less than like $100 for sure. Like, it wasn't that. And that's part of why I was like, because I got bit vision. So I think they're doing a joke, dude.
Yeah.
Like, these guys aren't kidding.
Yeah.
40
yeah.
It's to them is a lot of money.
It's a good thing you were able to get out of that.
See, that's why I
kind of just like sillied myself out. But then when we walked
sillied myself out.
We walked back to the hotel, and the lady was like, those guys were gonna like fuck you up. They're gonna like take you and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it's fine. It's
they
fine.
Confirmed it. They were just being
serious. She just knew. Yeah, she was like, and then I remember she was like that. I've never seen anyone get out of that easily.
Oh my! Yeah. God.
They were just asking
so
$40.
Really yeah, and you're right. You jumped in the van and blew them all, and then
I didn't bite any dicks. I'll tell you that.
She was just like, you're right. You were tipping them. Then, I was watching.
You still text the guy you got a smoothie.
Yeah,
with?
But I feel like I have a fun, sometimes a good read on who to give people drugs. I shouldn't give this woman drugs because then she's like tripping and she's like, I need to go to America for my daughter.
She's passing her kidney stone.
But dude, she was doing it so funny. She's like, I need to go to America for my business. And we're like, what's your business? She goes, my business. Like,
sex worker.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was like, I'll marry you for $30,000, dude.
Damn. What'd you think of that, Dulce? Just tried to catch you off guard.
It was mine.
And then we were trying to figure out, because the whole crew was in that hotel. Like, it was only the crew that I was on. So we were trying to figure out who she came to to bang. And I was asking her, and she was like, I don't remember his name. It was just, he was kind
of
like a chubby Mexican guy. And I was like,
we got a
there's
lot of
six of those.
We call that the Old Navy crew.
They're the ones that always wear polos.
They all got the same shirts. Man, all right.
That was pretty spooky.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get kidnapped.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it would have been a better
life.
Story, but if you would have got kidnapped and then survived.
The hell's your problem, dude?
This was only 2 years ago?
This was, yeah, it was 2 years
That's
ago.
That's wild.
Damn.
I'm trying to think of any life-threatening sitches that I've been in, but I guess I haven't been in many.
I almost fell off the Grand Canyon.
No.
Oh yeah, I swear to God.
This
dude.
Is a story leading up to you just going, whoa. Whoops.
No, I really almost
fell off the Grand Canyon.
I literally stepped off the edge.
Really?
Oh my God.
We went there as a family. I was like 7. And we were getting ready to take a picture. So we had like the tripod. So it was like, you know, the 1800s. So it's all really old
tripods
shit.
Were rare then.
Yeah, yeah. The flash thing.
Yeah.
But we're getting ready to like do the picture. And then we like, there's no, in certain parts of the Grand Canyon, there's no guardrails. Like,
damn.
It's just all trail. So we get up to this little cliff edge, and this fucking massive bumblebee starts flying in. And I was terrified of bees when I was a kid. And my parents were trying to get, you know, everyone ready for the picture. And all I can do is focus on this bee. And, dude, it was so loud, dude. It was like a Chinook helicopter. And it was freaking me out. So I was like, I was literally starting to shake. And I started stepping backwards because it was, like, flying in my face. And I stepped off the edge of the cliff, and I went back. And my dad caught me.
Okay.
Oh my God.
If your dad didn't catch you,
I would have
fallen.
My dad grabbed me. My mom grabbed my dad, and my brother grabbed my mom, and we like all like
hanging down like a barrel of monkeys.
It takes a village, guys.
And then we just started laughing. Like,
I was hoping you grabbed her jacket. My dad grabbed me like that.
He grabbed me by the tits.
I know there's probably people that have died at the Grand Canyon that way.
So
then,
many
right?
people
I
have, dude. Trying to take selfies.
I wonder if there's a documentary about
pictures.
That. I know I've seen like those top 10 Mojo like countdown Mojo top 10 photos, last photos of people right before they died, and I feel like I have seen somebody on the cliff going, why everybody's like smiling in a picture. There's it's like this was his last moment. I want to work. That's my dream job, working for Mojo. Mojo, if you have
Yeah, watch Mojo.
Hell yeah, I watch so much
shit
on the internet.
It's great YouTube.
God, maybe get the man. I just want to change this into a Watch Mojo
show. Let's just
show.
Watch. Let's watch Mojo.
Watch Mojo, the podcast. That'd be cool if we could just transition this from Why Should We Care to that. Why Should We Mojo? All right, guys, I'm feeling a little out of gas already. Farting. I've been farting this whole time.
Yeah, we could smell it.
All of us, right?
Yeah, okay. We're at an hour. Yeah.
Right, guy, what do you got? Anything else?
I got nothing else.
All right, well,
I've never almost been kidnapped. I've never almost fallen off of a cliff.
This is real good upbringing, always safe.
Not just any cliff, it was Grand Canyon.
I just,
it's
well,
no
my parents taught me Tai Chi at an early age, so I was very self-reliant.
They've tried. They have tried.
Many people have tried.
All right, guys. Well, I want to thank Dulce for coming and hanging with us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Always fun to have you. I think you're part of the three-time club now or something.
Yeah.
It was like your hat trick episode. Fifth one, you get a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Ryan's jacket.
It's Ryan's whatever jacket he's wearing that day. But no, I appreciate you. You know, you're one of my favorite comics in town. Tell the people where to find you. What's going on with you? This comes out like next week.
Okay.
This comes out next year. So
Instagram is Dulce Mag. Podcast is Yeah Yeah Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Eric, you got anything going on?
No, not really. Just all hanging out.
Extra just follow him
underscore
at
medium underscore Eric.
Extra medium Eric.
Yeah.
Guys, you just go to my Instagram, hi Chris Tellez. Click the link in the bio. It'll just have all my shows coming up. Shit's Golden, March 4th. It's gonna be our 12-year anniversary. It's sad, I know, but hopefully come on out. We're working on getting some big names on, and if they can't, we'll just get some of my friends on.
How are we going to stop this without Josh?
How are we going to stop this without Josh? I think we're just going to leave.
He's got it timed.
He's going to go back and end it whenever the sound.
He's got a 5 meter.
Should we just clear this place
the sound
down?
Bars.
Just take all the stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, go
or
to.
Move it. Let's rearrange it real quick.
Go to comedyfrequency.com for Josh's sake. Let's see. What's Tuesdays? He has his show.
Josh is hungry on Instagram.
Yep.
Josh is hungry on Instagram, his new foodie profile.
He must have went to a sit-down restaurant.
I know. That fool just straight up went to a CC's buffet and shit in his pants, getting re-hungry and then eating again. That's classic CC's. Okay, anyway. Yeah, comedyfrequency.com. Like and subscribe every account. Go ahead and go to Josh's show Tuesday night at Creek in the Cave, Comedy Onslaught, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, you have any? I know you don't have shows coming up, but we
I
were talking on the way here.
House party show this weekend, but that'll be said and done.
Yeah, Ryan's
hopefully have a there's a roller rink or like a roller track so people can rollerblade
while you do comedy.
I think so.
You told me you haven't done a show in a few months. I like that this is the show you do though. You're like, if you're gonna book me, you gotta have a
my
half
house
pipe.
Party.
You get asked to do fucking mothership. You're like, does it have a half pipe? No, I can't even.
You do you do the jokes while you're skating.
I'm a
what's
house
the
party.
Deal with kick?
I'm a house
immediately
party comic.
Fall. Ouch.
And happy Valentine's Day, man. By the time this comes out, it'll be over.
Happy
we're going to dinner tonight? All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.